wrapped around your soul with no control.
We are ready, close to the end, but there are some more important features to talk about.
Yes. So we have the constructor property promotion. This is also another syntactic sugar in PHP 8. Think about how you would create a property in a class right now that you need to use within other methods, you know, within your class. So you would start by creating a publicly or whatever scope you give it, public, private, or protected, or you start by creating a variable which you can call access using the this or the identity or the self within your functions, other methods, and all of that. Now, with PHP 8, you can just define your function, your values, properties in the constructor class, and then they get promoted to the global scope. So what it means in essence is if you create a property, a new property within the constructor, you can access it using the this operator in other functions of the class, or basically get promoted globally so you can access it as you would have if you had created it in the beginning of your class. So this also helps you avoid writing duplicate code, basically, and repeating yourself. One of the most important things, obviously, is trying not to repeat oneself. So this feature, this new addition to PHP 8, helps you avoid that. It's very simple and straightforward. Define your property with the types and all of that, and then reuse it wherever you need to without having to call it from outside the constructor function.
Yes, this is great. It's another step of optimizing the language to do more with less. So in this case, you need to declare the variables in the old style, if you prefer to declare the variables, and you should be doing things in the best way that helps you to maintain your code. And what you are going to have here is the declaration of the variables and the default values of the constructor all in a few lines. So it's sort of a optimization to do more with less code. And we are practically ending this podcast, and it's up to you. This is just one episode of the Lightly Equipped PHP podcast on which we are talking about PHP 8. We will also talk about other aspects. What I would like to end this podcast, if you allow me, we are doing this podcast is also work, a work of collaboration. We are not asking anybody to pay us. We are doing this because we have fun. We are doing this as a part of the content that will be published in the PHP Casa site as well in YouTube. And what we would like, if you allow us, is that if you would like to support not only the PHP community as a whole, but also the PHP classes, is try to find this in the PHP classes. Just to show that
the best stress relief you need as a PHP programmer.
This is the official PHP elephant that was allowed to be produced and sold by Vincent Pontier from France, the creator of the design. This is there is an improvement like PHP 8. Think about this is the PHP 7 elephant. The PHP 8 is more like this. This is the pink, as you may see. And we are going to also make available the possibility to personalize your elephants with maybe your name, like Carolina. And this is the PHP Casa logo. These are optional. Actually, you need to do extra work, say that cost a bit more. And one possibility is this, to have the PHP 8 logo there. This is also a design of Vincent Pontier. We are very, very grateful for him and for his kindness. He's been supporting the site for many years. We not only he allowed us to produce this one, but also the previous one, which was also an improvement from a contributor of the site. And we wanted actually to pay him royalties. And he was being kind enough to waive those royalties and all the money that we can get to the site is reverted to continue further development. We want to pay more contributors, more PHP developers to help us to improve the feature that many developers want. Oh, I would like the PHP classes to be better. And PHP classes will be better in a way that I think many people will like, which is we are going to help developers to buy and sell their own software products written in PHP or maybe APIs or components or courses, many things that will be announced soon and are part of a plan that has we have been executing very slowly, but is moving on every day a single bit until we get there. So we hope in the next months we open the PHP classes marketplace, which will be like many markets that are out there, on which can help you, Samuel, or other people to have their products sold in the market. So basically, that's it. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to listen to us, and hopefully we can have provided value in terms of knowledge about the new feature PHP API, as well features for the upcoming versions of PHP. That version, I mean, the other features that we have PHP has been implementing. And on my behalf, that is all for now. I'd like to leave you with the last words from Samuel. Last words for now, he's not going to die. Okay.
thank you for this episode of the about PHP 8, and I would just encourage you to check it as soon as it is released, which is hopefully in less than 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Let's see us again soon. If you would like to propose topics or even participate in the podcast with us, just contact us. We're going to make available the contacts. We are very accessible. Anybody can contact us. Send us emails, send us spams, send us complaints, send us compliments, send whatever you feel it's right for you to comment. So we will be waiting for your comments or not. It's up to you. On my behalf, that's all for now. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
Feel it wrapped around your soul.